We're learning a tiny little part of the Torah from Rav Michael Zilber, Logos on Zion. The Indian of Limud Pnimiyas HaTorah, which Rav Kook is talking about, learning the Oris HaTorah. And the difference between the Neshamas of Golas, great and wonderful and holy people, but the Ikka Tikkun of these Neshamas are Tikkunim in Golas, and there are Neshamas of Geula, Neshamas of Redemption. And those are Neshamas that are very deeply connected to the whole Inyan of Eretz Yisrael and Geula, and to Pnimiyas HaTorah and Sisrei Torah. There's no other way to explain, Rav Matl says, how could it be such a disparity? How could there be such a thing? That on the one hand we see from the tzaddikim, from the kadmonim, that the ikur of Torah, the whole ikur of Yiddishkeit is Pnimiyas HaTorah. And that Pnimiyas HaTorah, that without Pnimiyas HaTorah, a person can't have a kesher to the Bar Olam, and the whole Geula and Mashiach, everything depends on learning Pnimiyas HaTorah. But then on the other hand, we'll find great tzaddikim, ga'inim, that their whole inyan is that their whole inyan is that it's hanigloys lonu levaneinu. It's hanistaris of Hashem lakeinu. Our inyan is not to learn nister. We don't have a shaychus to nister. We're not a mat madrega, and our generation is not holding by this. And yes, there are certain great people that they're Isaac in these things, but this is not a way to conduct ourselves, and this is not what should be taught, and this is not what should be learned. And ain lanu esek bin nistaros. We don't have an inyan with nistaros. How could there be such a thing? Ain lanu esek bin nistaros. And they themselves are masking that big tzaddikim are esek in these things, and they say ain lanu esek bin nistaros. That it's not our inyan to on any level to even be to touch these things. It's not shaykh, and it could be a sakana, such a thing. How could it be? And then between these two groups, there are misunderstandings, obviously, and difficulties. So the only way to understand is to learn the sugya in Pnimiyas. And the way to learn it in Pnimiyas is to understand that there are chiluk in neshamas, and that one neshama, one person comes from that sheresh neshama. It's hard for him to understand the person from the other. It's hard to understand. How could you bechlal be that way? How could you say such a thing? How could you? It goes against, and they'll have proofs that it goes against Torah, it goes against Halacha, it goes against the Messiah. And the other side will say that what you're doing goes against Torah, it goes against Halacha, and everybody keeps Shabbos, everybody puts on tefillin, and such a thing. How could it be? It's the ikin of limud sagas haTorah, of learning the stars is Pnimiyas is the or of Mashiach, is the or of Geula of redemption. Those who, for whatever reason, have the schus, for whatever reason, Hashem Yisbarach made them in such a way, and they came into this world in such a way, that they're very, very makusha to that inyan, and that tikkun of Mashiach, and of Eretz Yisrael, and of Sisrei Torah. So they're very drawn to that by nature, the Torah to be drawn to that. On the other hand, Niglois HaTorah, Niglois itself has the word Golos in it. Niglois is Golos. Niglois means the revealed Torah. Ha Niglois, and the Stars Lashon of Niglois, Lonu Levaneinu, Niglois is a Lashon of Golos. There's a Neshamas that the Ikka Tikkunim and the things that they have to repile is in Dafke, in Yanim and Golos. And for them, the Asik and the Staros, and to be busy with the Nyanim of Gula and Mashiach and of Pnimiyas, for them it seems to be something which is dangerous. And there is truth to that. And there have been many, many Staros as a result of people who should not have been Asik and the Staros, but Asik and the Staros. There have been a lot of Staros from such things. So, this is the only way to approach this very, very remarkable sugya. But we're not done. So on the first side of the page, on the side Dalet, the left-hand column, the last paragraph, beginning with the word ve'efsha. Everybody has that? Ve'efsha lechiyach yisayt zeh. And this yisoid can be demonstrated, can be shown. The efshal yichiyach yisoid zeh me'inyin mashem etzino etzel Rashbi. That which we see by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And when the Ramatul was here a few weeks ago, he spoke about this. Mashem etzino etzel Rashbi. Dini ve'inyin hazayar kadosh upnim yisatayir etzino ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai mechun b'shem etzino kadisha. This is an unbelievable thing. That when it comes to Pnimiyus HaTorah, when it comes to Nister and the Zohar Kaddish, Rabbi Shimon is called the holy light, the holy lamp, the holy fire, the Tzina Kaddish. V'chol ha-tanoim b'teilim l'umas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And all the tanoim are bottle. Mamish bottle compared to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and they all mevatel themselves to Rabbi Shimon. Bottle. Nobody would open his mouth, not a tana would open his mouth to say, I know, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't know. No such thing. Rabbi Shimon was the fire, Rabbi Shimon was the light, and there wasn't anybody who disagreed, anybody who argued with that. To this day. And he was so much greater than everybody that nobody was in the same league, that none of the Tanoim would dare in any way to approach or to come and to think that he could argue with Rabbi Shimon and Nizanyon. And the Chachmei HaZoyer, the Tanoim who are mentioned throughout the Zoyer, who are teaching throughout the Zohar, those are the same Tanoim we have in Shas, in the Gemara. The Stam Rabbi Yehuda, who Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, and so on. Rabbi Abba, and the other Tanoim from the Chavrai Kedisha of the circle of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, they're all Tanoim from the Gemara. So Gamkin Rabbi Yehuda Shabbat Zohar, it's the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, as the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Zohar Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Shabbazai, Ulachai Rabbi Yossi Shabbashas. It's the same Rabbi Yossi in Gemara and the same Rabbi Yossi in Shas. Ken Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosef, Vuchu, Kulam B'Teil, Magabi Shem V'Yichai. And all of these other Tanaim, some of whom were his age and older, were bottled to Rabbi Shem. Nothing to talk about. Not in the same league. On the other hand, Haloimed Niglas HaTaira, a person who was learning Nigla, was learning Shas, was learning the Gemara, Yuchalav HaKol HaShas, he can go through all of Shas, Asher Yesh Bayahar Beidir Rabbi Shimon, of course throughout Shas you have Rabbi Shimon, all over the Gemara you have Rabbi Shimon, V'loyav Chin Klal B'hamayil HaYaseyus Rabbi Shimon Bayachai Al Shara Tanoim, and we don't see that the same Tanoim, or other Tanoim, we don't see throughout all of Shas that they have any bigger Derech Eretz Rabbi Shimon than they have any other Tana. And he was a colleague among the rest of them. He was a Tana like the other Tanoim. Each one was something we can't be masing. But amongst the Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon was another Tana. And they were not Bechlal, Mevatel themselves when it came to Halacha, to step aside to say, oh, Rabbi Shimon's here, he walked to the room, the Beit Sina Kedisha, the light is here, that's it. Nothing, we can't talk, Rabbi Shimon. It's all up to you. We don't see such a thing. And if a person learns through all of Shas, he would just come to the conclusion without knowing anything about the Zohar and about Nister, he would come to the conclusion that Rabbi Shimon is another Tan among the Tanoim. Other Rabbi, the halach is oftentimes not like Rabbi Shimon. Not like Rabbi Shimon. You could even say it's usually not like Rabbi Shimon, the halach. Rabbi Shimon klal en ogol yoisem, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. V'chin isa b'shas devarim gedolim, b'maylos Rabbi Shimon. There are some amazing things in Shas about Rabbi Shimon, especially there in Shabbos, and Tav Lama Gimel, in Nivlag Boimer, is in Shas. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, and he went, and he was in the cave. Of course, that's in the Gemara. And there are some amazing things, and he was over there. He brought up the mason from their graves, and he made the simonim for the kvaris, for the kahanim to be able to go over there. And he went to Tveria. But you have that other tanoim, that there are big mason. There's tchis a mason, and you see by a tanoim, and by a moroim also.
We find also amazing things about other tanoim.
Vadarab, al pi rav, ein halacha b'nigla z'tayg Rav Shimon. Al pi rav, halacha nigla, in halacha, it's not like Rav Shimon. So not only was there not a biddel to Rav Shimon, but they argued with Rav Shimon, and they paskan alak Rav Shimon. The Yehuda Rav Shimon, the other side, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Yehuda. Achlal, that when you have a machlokes Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Yehuda.
Now remember, these are the same people who in the Zohar Kaddish, when Rabbi Shimon walked into the room, were shaking, were trembling, and began to cry. Out of pacha, out of fear of being in his presence. The same people. And yet, in Shas, in Nigla, they're arguing, they're disagreeing, and it's all part of one big Mishpacha of Tanoim, and Halacha, Rabbi Yossi of Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda.
L'chayra tzarech beer. It's not just L'chayra. Tzarech beer.
Halei b'shim b'yichayu b'tzina kadisha. Ah, he's the holy lamp, the holy light.
Look at Teres HaNista, kol ha-tanoim b'telem l'umasai. And in Teres HaNista, in Kabbalah, in Teres HaNista, everybody, all the Tanaim, are completely bottled to him. Are kissing his, mamash kiss, literally were kissing his feet. And kissing the place that he walked on, and the chair that he sat on. The same people.
Ve'ein v'doymalai. And there's no one like him, like Rabbi Shimon.
So what is that? That by Nigla, he seems to be the same as the other Tanoim.
The only way to understand this is Alderech Hanal.
You know, I never thought about that all the years. It would seem such an obvious problem. A question.
Elohainin hu aderech anal. The mailas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai hu beinyin or ha-geula. From all the Jews who ever lived, there was a Jew, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who was on fire with the inyin of geula, of Mashiach.
Beinyin or ha-geula.
Asher zo oirei shemelech ha-Mashiach. Every page of the Zohar Kodesh. Asher zehu oyre she melech ha-Mashiach. Which is the light of melech ha-Mashiach.
It's an interesting thing how the Inyan of Lag Ba'omer in Chutz La'aretz never became. Only the last few years a little bit. Because we're getting close to Mashiach. But the Inyan of Lag Ba'omer, when we were growing up, all the years was the Inyan of Lag Ba'omer. If you go to most shuls, they have an Inyan of Lag Ba'omer. What's Lag Ba'omer? The rabbi holds a bow and arrow or something. What happens Lag B'Omer when you go to shuls? What's Lag B'Omer in a shul? Softball game, a barbecue. No, it's interesting. Lately, there's a his Eirus. Comes also from Ezeseldik, a chassidim like Stalin and others. They're very Ezeseldik, so a little bit they tried to make, you know. But I remember years ago, so what would be? So you'd have in Borough Park, there'd be 30, 40... Stalin was going around a little madur in the back of the shul. That was the whole Lag B'Omer. And Chabad, which is very, very stark, the Or HaGeula there, the Inyan Chabad is, as we spoke about last week, very, 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 last time, very, very strong in Chabad. It's the whole Inyan of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Ziyarat Zayit Yud Shvat today. And his son-in-law, the Lubavitch Rebbe, was Alta L'Geula, Alta Chu, Alta Gula, 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 Gula. We want Mashiach now. So then by them, Lag B'Omer, the Lubavitcher made a whole parade Lag B'Omer, which they still have.
It's a whole big inyan lag ba'omer. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, lag ba'omer, Rabbi Shimon. The Svadar Shiyidin always had an inyan lag ba'omer. Same thing with Tu B'Shva. What's Tu B'Shva? It's this week. What's Tu B'Shva? Chuslaus, what's Tu B'Shva? What's Chuslaus and Tu B'Shva? You know, it was the brown paper bag that was when we were growing up. I don't know what that's about. The Tu B'Shva Higia, Chagai Yilah. No, Tu B'Shva Higia, and they give you a brown paper bag, you look inside, you try to get a few peanuts. The rest of it I would give to my father. And we didn't know. That was it. Go home. That was Tu B'Shva. One time we had an assembly night. We saw some Walt Disney movie. No, I don't know what that has to do with Tu B'Shva, but there was probably trees in the movie. But that was it. What's Tu B'Shva? And he had by Tzaddikim, there was by Tzaddikim, by the Tzaddikim from the, by the Rishnas, by them, from the Chabad, and by other Tzaddikim. By the Tzaddikim who were more makusha to the Or HaGeula. There was more in Inyan of Tu B'Shvat, even in Chutz La'aretz. Big Inyan of Tu B'Shvat in Chutz La'aretz. Tu B'Shvat is Eretz Yisrael. It's the whole Inyan of Niknaf Arz Mir's Shemaz, the Inyan of Geula, the Inyan of Piyo Yitem V'Yitay, Eretz Yisrael, and Mashiach, of Sadik HaTamei Yifrach, and Geula. It's the whole Inyan of Geula, it's Tu B'Shvat. So what was with Tu B'Shvat? And Chutz La'aretz, so it was Tu B'Shvat, it was Lag Ba'omer. This is all Rabbi Shimon Taira. It's all Pnimius HaTaira. Tu B'Shvat, Tu Ba'av, Lag Ba'omer. So it's an interesting thing. By some Jews, you would think that those days are bigger than Pesach and Sukkot. And you'll find things in the Svar Makadosh about Tu B'Shvat. You'll have tzaddikim that they wear Shabbos clothing, and they made the Suda Tu B'Shvat, and they used Lashonis. They were Lashonis bigger than other Yom Tovim that they had on Tu B'Shvat. They were bigger than in Sadegerin vision. They were Lashonis sound like you. If you wouldn't see Tu B'Shvat, you think that they were talking about Pesach or Sukkot or Shavuos. Such Lashonis they were using. And with Lag Ba'omer, I have to tell you, Lag Ba'omer, the Lashonis you have by the Tzaddikim, by the Svadish and by the Chassidim, what kind of Lashonis they have? The Lag Ba'omer, all the other Yom Tovim have a unique from Lag Ba'omer. The Iki Yontiv of the whole year is Lag Ba'omer. And Lag Ba'omer is Rabbi Shim Lakol, the Rabbi Shim Baichai is for every Jew, and Lag Ba'omer is for every Jew. And what was Lag Ba'omer? What's Chuslar's Lag Ba'omer? Still, Ad HaYom, most was Lag Ba'omer. You tell somebody there's Lag Ba'omer, there's no Tachnun, and maybe there's a hot dog or something. What's Lag Ba'omer? Labor Day. There's nothing. In Eretz Yisrael, they're making Hachanis, the children from Pesach, they're making Hachanis. There's such a thing. The Davka by the Svadim and the Chassidim. But the Svadish and the Chassidim and Makusha very much to the Or HaGeula. Much more so than the Bnei Ashkenaz. And this Inyan of Rabbi Shimon, because they're Makusha to Pnimi, that's why they're Makusha to Pnimi Satayra. The Kesha to Pnimi Satayra to Nister is the world of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, there's Lag Ba'omer, and there's Tu B'Shvat, and there's a Tuba of, and these are the biggest Yom Tovim of Or HaMashiach. Because these Yom Tovim haven't yet been revealed for what they are. But it's an amazing thing. Don't have to ask, why is it that Lag Ba'omer is like nothing, or Tu B'Shvat's nothing in Chutz La'aretz? What is it? How could it be? And then you look at, and also, by the way, also, when it comes to these inyanim of Tu B'Shvat, Tu Ba'av, Lag Ba'omer, when you look in Shas and Poskim, what? All the people who want to write Sfarim and Eretz Yisrael, they have to really, really scratch around to get stuff, to put together something in Nigla on the Inyan of Tu B'Shvat. It's okay, you take a Mishnah Shoshan a little bit, and you make a Machloikas B'Shan B'Sil, and you build it up a lot, and you... It's fun. But what? There's no Masechta Tu B'Shvat. There's no Masechta Tu B'Av. And Tu B'Av is a Gemara. At the end of Tan is a Gemara. And there, it's an amazing thing. L'hoyam Tarmi Yisrael. It's the biggest Yontif. L'hoyam Tarmi Yisrael. Tu B'Av and Kiyom HaKippur. Minigla? What's Tu B'Av? So the Gemara gives a whole bunch of reasons. And I've told you many times that when you have a whole bunch of reasons for something, it means that we don't really know. So, and the reasons that it gives, okay, fine, Jews are able to marry, it's nice. And okay, so if it's such a big Inyan, Tu B'Av, So then why wasn't that never a big inyan? Again, who made a yantif tuba? And if it wouldn't say in the siddur, ein oimim tachnun, so then what would be? And what would be with tuba shvat? So people sit down and have a little payers. What would be? And what would be lag boim? Nothing. Lag boim, nothing. It's the Or HaGulus, the Or of Mashiach. The Svadim sing by a high Friday night. It's part of this muse. Every Friday night they're having this muse. The Svadim. Every Friday night it's in this muse. Those who don't sing it are not real Svadim. It's in the Zmiris. But it's all the light of Rabbi Shimon. Of Pnimis HaTorah, of Mashiach Zeit, Tuba Shvat. Lag ba'omer, it's all Mashiach side. Now there's only for those people who yesh lahem esik ben nistaros, for those Jews who have an esik ben nistaros, who have an esik with Or Shel Mashiach, with Or HaGula, they have an esik also with Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av and Lag ba'omer. Those Yidden who don't have an esik ben nistaros, they have no esik with Lag ba'omer. That doesn't mean anything to them. What's the nigla about Lag ba'omer? There's one story in the Gemara. So, and even then, they tell the story, they don't know, so what do you make of that story? The Bali Musa, you look at the Musa Svarim, see, show me what you can find in the Musa Svarim about Lag Ba'omer. They get a little bit excited because you see that there was something bad that happened, so they get excited. And they got sent back to the cave, that was interesting to the Bali Musa, of course, they got excited. But other than that, what is it you have in about Lag Ba'omer in Nigla? What is Lag Ba'omer in Nigla? V'adirabe. No. Yeah, I'll call out. So he says like this. The Indian of Rabbi Shimon, he says, Masri should be Oragula, she was our Oragula Shemashiach. McKevin Shekane, he lagabi besai medrashal panimi satayr on top of the. Hin lagabi besar medrash al pnimis hatayrus hasham heyer or hagul in the besar medrash, in that mysterious circle of what in the besar medrash of pnimis hatayrus they were learning pnimis hatayrus orish al melach mashiach, and that place was mamish the or of melach mashiach. That was in the besar medrash of pnimis hatayrus the orish al melach mashiach. Do you know that by Remendel of Vitebska, that there was a big tumult in Vitebsk, and the Yidden were running because there was a rumor that Mashiach came. You know the story. And it was a big tumult that Mashiach came, and they came, and they told Rabbi Mendel, and Rabbi Mendel of Vitebsk opened the window, and he stuck his head out the window, and he said, no, he's not here. So Chassidim asked, why did Rabbi Mendel of Vitebsk have to open the window and stick his head outside? Why couldn't he just smell in the room whether Mashiach was there? So Teres says, what? Because in the room of Rabbi Mendel of Vitebsk was Irish on Mashiach. All the time. You want to see whether it came down the pile in the Olam HaAsiyah for everybody in the world. So you open up the window. But in his room was Arish HaMashiach. These were how these tzaddikim lived. And those that don't understand this don't hear this. So they're annoyed about Lubavitcher Rebbe screaming, Vivat Mashiach now. And they can't understand what you're talking about and whoever did such a thing. And those who are in that Irish Mashiach can't understand how other Jews are not screaming and yelling. It's amazing. In the Beis HaMedrash of these Jews, there was the light of Mashiach. Irish Mashiach. Shom nechsha v'shumar chakim b'sini kadisha. When he walked into that Beis HaMedrash, and when they were away from everybody else, and they were in that world of Pnimius, who they were, then over there, he was the B'tzina Kaddish, the fire, the light. However, until the time of Gula, great, great caution and great care has to be taken about how much of this light is allowed out and how much is shown and how much is revealed, because those who are not connected to it don't get it. And even those who are, on some level, can get caught up in it very, very much, and they're not ready, and they could fall into the wrong thing. L'chein tekev kasher b'shim b'chai b'ol b'es ha-medrash, sh'an niglas ha-tayah ha-yuhu shav l'chol sh'ayat ha-naim. It's amazing. So they had the secret society. And then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he would come to Rabbi Shimon with the same Tanaim and a lot of other Tanaim who were not in that inyan. When Rabbi Shimon would walk into Rabbi Shimon, he walked in and he sat with the other Tanaim. He went with everybody else. And he was treated like everybody else. The other rabbi, Ilo Hayyab Shimon Yochai Nechshav Kibbutzina Kadisha Gam Bessah Medrash Gam Bessah Medrash Zeh Hayyazoy Shaila Shal Aveir Al HaSholosh Shavuos. He says, other rabbi, it would have been wrong if Rabbi Shimon would have come into the Bess Medrash and everybody in the Bess Medrash would have said Rabbi Shimon is a nigla, the Bess Medrash, regular Bess Medrash in Yeshiva. And everybody would have said, oh, Rabbi Shimon, that's it, it's Gula, he's the light of Gula, and we have to be machni ourselves, we have to give everything over to him, and he paskins everything, and we're nobody, and everything is his. That would have been an aveira on the Sholosh Shavuos, on the three oaths that we took not to force Mashiach to come before the right time. The Rebbe Samedrish Zeh Oiskin ben Niglas HaTorah Kfi Masheroi Legalas Es HaTorah Lachutz. Niglas means what you could be Megala. And in the Beis HaMedrash of Nigla, they were Oisik in what we're allowed to be Megala Bachutz, what we're allowed to reveal on the outside, what can be shown on the outside. L'chein gam ben Niglas HaTorah Gonus Bevadei Sodei HaTorah. Of course, in every word of Nigla, and every word in Shas, and every word in every pasuk in Tanakh, of course there's secrets and secrets and secrets that are underneath the surface of the Niglas HaTorah. Rakshe Sham Einza Begilui Ela Behester. It's not Begilui, it's Behester. It's not revealed, it's not open, it's covered, it's hidden. L'chein Sham Ein Lo L'Rabbi Shimon Yochai L'Chashiv Kibbutzina Kadisha. Therefore, they were right. In the Beis HaMedrash of Nigla, you have to be careful. That there, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai cannot be the Butzina Kadisha. He has to cover, he has to put a veil over himself, over that light, so that there should be the regular Shakya Taya, the arguments and the discussions in Nigla should be able to continue. And there shouldn't be that light that would blow away the whole place, because it's not time for Mashiach. And he had to wear a veil over himself, and he had to go in. And even those from his Talmidim who knew who he was, those who were Mavatl themselves, and stood under his feet in the other Beis HaMedrash, when they came into this Beis HaMedrash, over here there's no Botzina Kadish, there's no light of Mashiach, there's no light of Gula. This is Golus. Golus is Niglas. Niglas at Torah. That's our job.
Rabbi,
yeah?
Isn't that similar to what happened to Rabbi Eliezer, that they put him in Chayim because, you know, there was money in the...
Very good. A lot, and there was one Talmud, and that Talmud was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who came right to defend him. So they... It's very good. I don't have time. I would say over the whole thing. It's not for now. Many, many things in Shas that happen to different Tanaim, we can understand with this Yisoid. Many things in history, we can now understand with this Yisoid. But there's many, many things that have gone on and that are going on with this Yisoid. And you're absolutely right. That whole Gemara is a different Gemara. The whole story is a different story. L'chein, Sham ein lo l'Rabbi Shimon b'chay l'chashik b'sin k'dish, v'sham olav l'halam is ha'orshal. There, Rabbi Shimon has to cover his light. He has to put on a veil. V'mahay time and nami, apiroi, v'ein halachik Rabbi Shimon b'chay, b'niglas ha'tar, it's so strange. B'niglas ha'tar, apiroi, it's not. He was covering and he was fakir, he was machni himself to the regular mahalach of yochid rab, halacha kirab, and the regular mahalach of halacha, and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is b'niglas ha'tar, is lav davka. Like all of those tzaddikim who are more shayach to Mashiach, that oftentimes the oilam is not yored l'sayv daitim, like we see by Rabbi Meir. So you see, it's by such a Rabbi Meir was the tekifest and the charifest of Rabbi Meir, was more than all the other time, and still we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because they were not yored l'sayv daitim. Rabbi Meir's name, it's not even his real name, but Rabbi Meir was called Light. Also, even though he was sharper than everybody else, the halacha is not kamaisa. The halacha now is not like Bishamay, and the Ariyakadish says that the ikkah is going to be when Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be the ikkah like Bishamay. The ikkah like Bishamay. It's dafka because that the light of these tzaddikim, or more Mashiach side tzaddikim, the light is not revealed now, and dafka, it has to be covered, and halach is oftentimes not kamaisan. Therefore, the Ramchal is misunderstood and put into chayim. Who puts him into chayim? Rabbi Yaakov Enden puts him into chayim. And the Amchal, so the Amchal's in Chaim. And then the Tzaris that Rabbi Nachman Breslov had. And the Tzaris that Rav Kook had, and Tzaris Lubavitcher Rebbe and other Tzaddikim had. And the Tzaris is not from the Hamaynam. Most of the Hamaynam, they're happy in the Tzaris is coming from big people. Then the big people, then the little people get all riled up because of the big people. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we don't know who we're talking about. It didn't happen. There was a terrible nefila by Shabbos at Tzvi Mashimah that he tried to bring Mashiach before it was Mashiach. And because of that, it caused a terrible, terrible chorban to Klal Yisrael. He also had such a neshama. It wasn't a small person. And when we go back further, Isa Ha'ish was a small person. Which we don't like to talk about. He wasn't a small person. The one who was on the cross was a small person. It was a small person. It was also a nin of Arishal Mashiach. It caused a chorban, a terrible chorban, and went away into priests and into sick things, all kinds of crazy things. That's the Arishal Mashiach. Mekevin Shekain, Hini Afkashu, who medabe, lahaloche, beniglas atar, eef shalagver, kol kachas aloche, bezaman ezek kemoise, since Rabbi Shimon is more in the need of Mashiach, the haloch is be'ik and not like him in the time of Golas. Well, derech havchonazu, bo, kol hanhoge shalakayas, or bezaman agolas. Now we can understand the whole anhog of how Klal Yisrael lives during these years of Golas. The Yeshnam Tzaddikim is Bekavonat Tchila Einam Oiskim Pnimis HaTorah. There are certain Tzaddikim that Bekavonat Tchila, they're not Oisik, in principle, they're not Oisik in Pnimis HaTorah. Ein Lono Oisik Ben Nistaris. It's only in the last 30 years that could there ever come a Svardi that would ever say such a thing. There was never such a thing that a Svardi should say, Ein lana esek b'nistaris. And it's only the hashpa of the yeshiva world on Svardim were trying to be like the yeshivish guys. There was never a thing in all the years that a Svardi should say, Ein lana esek b'nistaris. Ein lana esek b'nistaris, it's like a person, a human being saying, a Svardi saying, Ein lana esek, is like a human being saying, I have no esek with eating or sleeping. What does it mean? A Sephardi has no Esig ben Nistaris. There was never such a thing. It's only imitating the Ashkenazim. A Sephardi has no Esig ben Nistaris. That was the Ur of Geul is very, very, very strong over there. And by all the Sephardish, it was mamish by children. By children they were saying over Zayah Kaddish. By children. Now, because they want to be like, because they have this inferiority complex in Eretz Yisrael over all the years, so now we have to be bigger Litvaks than the Litvaks. So I have to say, Ein lana esek b'nistaris, you have, or you're not allowed to learn Svarim HaKadoshim. I'm not talking about Kabbalah, you're not allowed to learn Svarim HaKadoshim. You have some Chacham over here like that, over here in America too. That's not, Ein lana esek b'nistaris. Ein lana esek b'nistaris? Who's talking? What are you talking about, Ein lana esek b'nistaris? Where do you come from? Who are you? What's your shayrish? Ein lana esek b'nistaris. But then you have other people who are saying, Yesh lana esek b'nistaris, and they shouldn't be saying that either. That I have an Esek ben Nistaris, and you shouldn't be having Esek. You should be just sitting over your Gemara and stop talking about Nistaris. Yesh lano Esek ben Nistaris. This is all connected to Chochmah and Bina that we spoke to us a few years ago. V'yesh tzaddikim Hashem and Hashemayim menichim lahem l'asik b'niglas atayr. And there are other tzaddikim who from Shemayim, they give them reshus to be Esek that they were appointed, rather, just to be Isaac and Nicholas at Terry. The tzaddikim that were appointed from Shemayim, that your job is to be with Shas and Poskim. That's your job. And you be involved in that. And Ein Lecha Isaac in the stars. Don't get involved in the stars. And the Rogatchover came, when he was brought to the Tzemach Tzedek, when his father brought him to the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Tzemach Tzedek was the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Lubavitch Rebbe. The Rogatchover, they were family from Kapost Lubavitch Chassidim. And when his father brought him to the Tzemach Tzedek, said, you stay in Besmedrish, you don't go to Fragrangis, you just stay, you learn. That's what he told him. You don't go to Lechaims and Fragrangis and Chassidus, you just sit and learn. The Tzemach Tzedek would tell somebody not to go to Fragrangis. But the Tzemach Tzedek saw that the Rogatchov had such a neshama that he was going to be the Godel Hador and Niglas at Tayyar, and he had to, and his Esek, his Indian, was not in the stars. Faket, everything in Nistar that the Rogatchov saw, he understood in Halach. He made Nistar into Nigla. He made Nistar into Nigla. Like Rav Hutner said about Yuval Machan Lachan, about Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg is able to take from birth and make them into Bali Tshuva.
instead of making Bali Tshuva to frum from birth, he's able to take people that were frum from birth and make them into Bali Tshuva, meaning to be like Bali Tshuva as thought again. So you see an Indian like that by the Rogatshava, that everything by the Rogatshava is Nigla. Everything is Nigla. Anything in Chassidus and Kabbalah, to him it was all Gemaras. Everything he looked at was Gemaras. Anything he saw was Gemaras. Everything. And therefore he explains certain things in Kisvei Ari. There are times, very rarely, but there are places in the Rogatshava's writings where he will talk about Tzimtzum and other things, and to him, it's a Gemara Tmura, it's a Taisus and Ksuvas. Yeah. So Gemaras, everything is Gemaras. Everything. He had such a neshama. Shiv gedolim b'yoyse b'niglas ha-tayr. Hashem made such people. Ma'alima mehemes ha-ora shal p'nimis ha-tayr. And from these people, Hashem concealed and hid the light of p'nimis ha-tayr. And the p'nimis ha-tayr people have a tayna. How come these tzaddikim ha-oysik in p'nimis ha-tayr and they say, ain't lo ne'esik in the stars? Hashem didn't send those neshamas down for p'nimis ha-tayr. He sent those neshamas down. He sent those neshamas down that they should be Isaac and Nicholas Atar. The tzaddikim eluhem mebchinas at tzaddikim shaaleim l'sakin es habirum hanitzrochem l'fi matzav ha'ilum b'zman ha'golus. The tzaddikim that have their whole inyan is a nigla, they were sent, they were mevara to clarify and to work on those inyanim that Hashem wants to be taken care of. What's mutter? What's aser? What's tami? What's tar? Before Mashiach comes, to get ready for Mashiach. So you have. That was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That was his inyan in the world. Even though Rav Shlomo Zalman loved every Jew and everybody came to him, and he himself was a direct descendant from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He came from Chassidim. But his inyan was a Niglas HaTorah. He loved everybody, and he went to Tzaddikim and everything, but his inyan was not in Nistar. His inyan was in Niglas HaTorah. Same thing with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe loved everybody. Everybody is great. He went to Tzaddikim. He loved all the Tzaddikim. He himself had, from one side of his family, he was from Kaidin, they were from Chassidim. But he didn't, his inyan was completely in Niglas HaTorah. That was his inyan, was to make the birum in Niglas HaTorah. L'chei manhigim oysam an ha-shamayim, sh'yoyimu ki'ein lahem esig min nistaris. So from Shemayim, it's not just that this person decided. There's such a thing that from Shemayim, that Rav Moshe was directed in such a way, that Rav Shlomo Zalman was directed in such a way, that Rav Yoshe was directed in such a way. Do you know how Rav Yoshe's grandfather was? Who was his grandfather? Huh? The Leshem. The Leshem was the biggest mekubal in the world. Rav Yoshe's grandfather. Rav Yoshe was a Mishamishim when he was a child. So over 100 years ago. He was Mishamishim as a young man. Go ask Rav Yosef, Rabbi, I'd like to ask you a question in the Zohar Kodesh. He'll throw you out of the room. Ain't lano esig min nistaris, but the Zaydi, oh, the Zaydi is a different inyan. The Zaydi had an esig min nistaris, the Lashem. So the Lashem has a grandson, Rav Yosef, was the Gadol Hador in Niglas HaTorah, and so he talks about his Niglas HaTorah. Of course, everybody has their charis for Nistar. But Eilon Eisav in the stars is not an Indian. If you ask him, what should you learn? Should you learn Tanya and Noyim Elimelech? He'll say to learn Baba Basra. He said not that he has anything that he doesn't believe in or doesn't want. He said to learn Baba Basra. Stop asking these kashis about. Vingin Eilon Eisav in the stars, whom he saw the shor adayin lehigi hazman shagilu yisaitas atar, because the time hasn't yet come, Bamis. To reveal the Sidus of Torah, the secrets of Torah, it hasn't come. And there is an inyan like this, to be careful and to be covered. There is an inyan like this. Therefore, you have to be Isaac and Nigla. Sarach Lasik Benigla. See, but if a Lubavitcher sees this, would learn this, or a Breslover, or a Svadar Shiyid, they would say it's very, very beautiful and it helps to understand certain things, but really the emesis, everybody has to be Isaac in the stars. Everybody. It would be hard to be makabel such a thing. It would be hard to be makabel. A Lubavitcher Chassid cannot accept that any Jew in the world was not created to be Isaac in Pnimis HaTorah. Svadish, when you read Shuvas from Svadish at Tzaddikim over the years, there'll be in one paragraph will be Nigla, and the next paragraph they'll be talking about Eitzachai. They'll be talking about Eitzachai, about Nistar. The next paragraph, in the Shuvas.
It's all of these things are mamish from Kavshe de Rachmana, a secret of the Rebbeinu Shalom, of how he's running the world. It's unbelievable. Because that's the fire that they feel, so they can't be masik. They, how could it be that someone's not in the how could it be that someone's not like me? Because when you see that, when you taste in Gula, when you taste redemption, it's like when you have chassidim that they're arguing about whose Rebbe is greater. It's a crazy thing. People beat each other up and go crazy over these things. Not anymore so much because of this. But there was such a thing. Because he only saw the Gula in his Rebbe. And how could you not be a chassid of my Rebbe? So the other person says, my Rebbe is great, and my Rebbe is like this, and my Rebbe is that. I remember I was sitting with my friend, Reb Chaim Kramer, and this fellow was asking his questions, to ask about Breslov, and I was there with Reb Chaim, and the person who was interviewing was a very nice guy, yeshiva guy, wonderful guy. He learns a little bit the strong, but yeshiva guy. So he asked Reb Chaim Kramer, you know, it was with Breslov, he asked Reb Chaim Kramer, you know, there are many gedolim that don't hold like Rabbi Nachman, something like that, you know. So Reb Chaim Kramer said to him, Rabbi Nachman was also a gadol. There are gedolim like this and gedolim like that. You're bringing me a raya, how could it be that there are gedolim that disagreed with Rabbi Nachman? No. Akasha. But each one doesn't see the other. It's hard to see the other one. Amidach misha zochel ikonis l'or ha-gula. Whoever is zoicha to go into the light of Geula, la'oru shomalach Mashiach, hinei ha'omed shomroya ki zeu ha'dov ha'gadol b'yosef olam. That person, when you're in that world of Or HaGeula and Pnimi Satari, you see that it's the biggest thing in the world. Mashiach zul is, how could you live without that? How could a person not be Isaac in these things? Hei zeu olam achel agamre. It's an andere Welt. It's a different world. The world of Pnimi Satari, if you have a shayrish in Pnimi Satari, it's not under a belt. You look at it and you don't know how anybody could live without that for a minute. Olam nifla b'yaisa. Olam nifla b'yaisa. Arkadei kachted, it's hard. When you open up a sefer, that's a sefer. I'm not saying in Shasma. I'm saying you open up a sefer, let's say a Musa sefer, you look at it, and then you look at a Noam HaMelech, or you look at a Kedushas Levi, and listen, how can anybody find a time in this? Arkadei kach. You don't see a time in it at all. Which is not true, of course there is. But it's a different shayrish. Vayli inun atimun libos esimun ein and delay mistaklin berozen their eyes, like it says in the Zohar Kodesh, vay, oy vay, for those whose hearts are shut closed and whose eyes are closed, delay mistaklin berozen their eyes, who don't look at the secrets of Torah, vay, oy vay. So it says in the Zohar Kodesh, it says, vay. Rabbi Shimon wasn't saying that in the Bisa Medrash, in the regular yeshiva. He didn't get up and start screaming out, Vai, Le'in, and Oy, Vey, what's going to be with you? He said that with his chaver. V'ef shal dabe ken b'chutz, and I don't have to talk like that outside. M'sara oylem sh'b'chutz, achen ein noitim ken l'halacha. And l'halacha, we don't pass in that way. That there has to be this, that you have to look at these things with halacha. That how could you be a Jew without looking at Pnimi Satari? We don't pass like that. And you can't say to a Jew that he's not a Jew because he doesn't learn these things. Therefore, lemaisa, what comes out from this is that a person has to know that everybody's different. We're not the same. There are Takistan Jews that they should only be Isaac and Niglas Atar. There are people like that. They're not Mesugal to it. And even when any of these people, they try to, they don't get it. And they'll even say, I don't know, I looked at this, I didn't see, it sounds to me, I don't know what they're talking about, what is that? I could be a smart person. That knows how to learn, and he'll learn something. If it's like Myral or Machshava, maybe, you know, but anything that he doesn't say, I don't understand what's he getting at and why and what's the point. V'yeshnam keilu shetzrichim l'toyn l'kol apachas t'ima musu misay desatar. Then there are other yindir on a different level, and they have to have a taste of soy desatar. They have to have some asik in it, some they have a shayches.
And then there are those who mamish that they're driven and from the shores of the neshamas to swim in that ocean of Sodas of Torah. But even those Jews who are able to and who are drawn to it, they have to marshal themselves and learn always nigla and learn Shas and Poskim and so on and Halacha and Tanakh and so on, that they should be roy to receive the lights, Shal Pnimius HaTayr. It's Pnimius HaTayr. If you have no Shaykhis to Tayr on the outside, you don't have the you don't have the keys to the inner Tayr. But they didn't say that you have to be now. If you have to be from the Arizal, they didn't say that you have to be Baki and Shas and Poskim, Molly Krasim and Shas and Poskim, you have to be a Goyin. You have to always be learning Nigla. To always be connected to Nigla, to be learning Nigla. And also every generation is different. Meaning, gedar hachon, exactly how much do you have to prepare? What makes a person roy to be Isaac in the stars and to learn Pnimius HaTorah? Shal pizei you roim lekabel iris elam, every generation. What makes a person worthy to mekabel these iris? Umi sheyesh lo shaychus the Torah sanhistah, and a person who has a shaychus the Torah sanhistah, and according to the sharish of his nefesh, he needs to be Isaac in Nister. For that person, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was saying the words, "Vay le'inatim and libo desesim and einim le'mistaklim derozen derayis." Oy vey, for the one whose heart is shut and whose eyes are closed, and they don't look at the secrets of Torah. Rabbi Shimon wasn't talking to everybody. He was talking to that person. He was talking to that person whose shayrish is davke in that inyan of nista, and he's going around saying ein lano esig ministaris. You're not allowed to learn these things. That's who he's talking to. V'chadoyim v'gadol hahefsid sheyesh la'il lo yasig b'sayis ha'tarah, to say, oh, what you're losing out, if you're not esig in sayis ha'tarah. He was talking about to those neshamas, to those people. V'alkach nemar v'ayil inin natim libas esim and einin. The lemistaklin beroz of their eyes. Oy vey, for those who have hearts that are closed and eyes that are shut, who don't look at the secrets of Torah. Another person, he would give a patch on the face for looking into the secrets of Torah. What are you looking at? That's not for you. Ach kol ze eno el lemishi yesh lo shayches lekach. He was talking only to a person who's a shayches to it. The maimer is a kosuv b'zoyar kodesh, because this maimer is found in the Zoyar Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon did not go into the yeshiva, did not say this, and it's not found anywhere in Shas. It's not found anywhere in Shas. And nobody says such a lashon in Shas to say such a thing, that vayilinin, that what's going to be with these people, atim and libo, sesim and ayin, people with closed hearts and shut eyes. There's no lashonis like that anywhere in Shas. And the lashonis that you find that Rabbi Chaim Vital uses in his Akdamas about Sisrei Torah, learning Kabbalah, and the lashonis that the Vilna Gaon uses about learning Pnimius HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon uses about Pnimius HaTorah, and that a person doesn't learn Pnimius HaTorah, what shaychus does he have to Niglus HaTorah? The Vilna Gaon. Now, how could it be that the Talmidim of the Talmidei Agra, that it doesn't bother them, that the Rebbe said such a thing? The Rebbe wasn't talking to these guys. The Rebbe's talking to different people. He's talking to the Leshem, and to Chaim Velazhna, and to other tzaddikim like that. He wasn't talking to these people. And therefore, they just make believe. He never said it. They don't pay attention to it. They don't pay attention to the fact that we have more from the Vilna Gaon in Kabbalah than we have from in Nigla. But they don't pay attention to that. So wouldn't you think that maybe the Vilna Gaon wants you to have a shaykhus to these things? He spent most of his life dealing with these in Yonim. No. Doesn't bother them. They don't lose any sleep over it. Why? The Gaon, of course, and the Gaon said these things for certain years. That wasn't for me. And the Vilna Gaon was, nobody's saying that Kabbalah is not true, and nobody's saying it's not great. It's not for us. These statements were made by the Zohar Kodesh, by Rabbi Shimon, and by the Ariya Kodesh, and by Rabbi Chaim Vital, and by the Vilna Gaon, they were said in the Midrash of Pnimius.
Lo b'chol b'samedrash.
wasn't put on walls to put up in every Beis HaMidrash. The drasha zu lo nemra elu lagabe elu sheyesh biyecholtem lizkos lekanes the Beis HaMidrash zeh. It was only said for those people who have the yecholus to come to Beis HaMidrash. So why make a whole campaign with Pnimius HaTorah to try to get it out there? And what does it mean? L'cheyafutza ma'inasech al-chutza. What does it mean that Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, the Neshama, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that when your teachings will spread forth into the world, it's Emes. And every single self-respecting chassid in the world believes in that 1,000,000%, that it's Emes L'Amita. L'cheyafutza ma'inasech al-chutza. That's what's going to be. When the veil will be taken off and will be revealed, it's Tarshul Mashiach, 100%, it's Tarshul Mashiach. And we have to spend our lives, those who have a shaykhah to it, screaming and yelling and trying to talk about these neonim, so that those neshamas who have a shaykhah to it will connect to it. Those who don't will say that they're crazy. That's all. I have a lot of people say that about me. It's crazy, whatever it is, this stuff, what is this stuff? But the Indian is to scream and to yell. Because most of the neshamas now in the world are neshamas, since it's the end of time, are neshamas of Mashiach. Most of the neshamas. And therefore, the second that someone goes and talks about Pnimius HaTorah, where he goes, it resonates with people. And they start to hear. And then the regular rabbi doesn't know what to do. The Golus rabbi doesn't know what to do. Because there's so many neshamas that have been waiting for so many years for Mashiach's Torah. They're thirsting, they're hungry, they never got it. And they don't know that they're like that, because they never heard it. They don't know that they have a shaykh to like Bayim and Tubisha. They never heard it. So once they hear it and they start to get restless, then the Golish rabbi gets nervous, you understand. What's going on over here? What's the matter? We have, you know, we have the Daf HaYomi. Why isn't everybody happy with that? In the old days, everybody was happy with the Daf HaYomi. How come people are not happy anymore just with the Daf HaYomi? Or something. So this is causing problems, disagreements, and misunderstandings. But the ik is now the hafatzas hamayonis, which is the whole Indian to feed the Glubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal Hilul, because this Indian of hafatzas hamayonis in Pnimius HaTorah. Those who don't hear it, and those who feel far removed from it, they should be healthy and well. And then they go someplace else. That's fine. And they're Isaac and whatever the Isaac. And we'll see what will happen with the life of Mashiach when it will be revealed soon. But as far as those who have not been exposed to it and have a chance to hear it, there's a huge mitzvah to go to every corner of the world to try to make sure that every Jew has a chance. And that brings Mashiach. That's Eretz Mashiach. Ach mi shehinoi me'elu she'ein lehem shaykh the Beis HaMidrash zeh. But anybody who's not from that Beis HaMidrash, he never Beis HaMidrash shalahem le'nemar drashas. They didn't hear that drasha, and they don't feel that, and it doesn't connect to them. They don't feel a shaychus to that. And even if they learn a little bit, in Pnimius HaTorah, even if they learn a little bit from a Chassidus Sefer, they don't call it Pnimius, and they don't call it Chassidus. What do they call it? They call it Hashkafa. Right? Hashkafa. What does Hashkafa mean? When you look at something from a distance. It's interesting. Pnimius means when you're inside. Hashkafa, the word hashkafa means hashkifa mim'oim kod shecham an ha-shamayim. Hashkafa means to look at something from far away. Hashkafa is from far away. It's a funny word, hashkafa. It means to look at something from far away. It's not a Rabbi Shimon word. Everything by Rabbi Shimon was warm and close. It's Pnimius HaTorah. Hashkafa means hashkifa, look from far away, from a distance. So that became popular to say over Reb Tzaddik, and it's even a little bit, you could say something, if you heard from the Koska, it's sharp. But or from Maral, it's hashkafa. It's not mechayiv, anything in Pnimius. It's just a hashkafa, from far away, to look at something from a distance. Instead of being inside something. Because that's not, they don't feel that that's their Beis HaMidrash. So even when they say over something, because it became more popular, and they see it's interesting things, and people like it, so they want to say something over from the Maral, or from the, you know, if it's interesting, they get an oilam, and they're really going to say, you know, by Shever Brachis, you can say something from Kedushas Levi, you know, people will like it, so they want to be popular speakers, you understand.
So you want to be a popular speaker nowadays, you have to have something from, you have to have something from Chassidus or from Pinyus. You want to be a, if you want to be a successful speaker, you can't go the whole time without. You have to find up, you have to read something, catch up a little bit. That's what a lot of these guys are doing. To find something, to quickly read in some English books about a Kedushas Levi. So they can go to the speech and say everything over in their way, but to put in a Kedushas Levi, a story or something. Something. But that's not the Torah's Pnimius. It's Hashkafa. It's Machshava or Musa, whatever they call it. They want Pnimius now. Doesn't talk to them. It's not the Bissa Medrash Pnimius. They're not inside the Bissa Medrash. So even when they say over something, they're talking outside the Bissa Medrash. Hashkafa. It's outside the Bissa Medrash. What's Machshava? 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 Well, Rishu Marichai said all these things because of Machshava? The Zohar HaKadosh is a book of Machshava? It's a book of Machshava? The Tanya is a book of Machshava? Of Hashkafa? Machshava? When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and with the Baal Tanya, when they were teaching the Svarim, they thought they were going to become a seminar in some university? And they were going to become dissertations for some guy's doctorate? That's what Rabbi Shimon thought. He's going to be a dissertation. He's going to be a dissertation in comparative religion. Christian mysticism and Jewish mysticism. That's what Rabbi Shimon was doing in the cave. He was making up with Christian mysticism and Jewish mysticism. Hashkafa, outside, cold ice. Rabbi Shimon was a fire inside. Those who are there, those who are from the Bais HaMedrash, they can't live with the coldness. Those who are not in the Bais HaMedrash, those who are not in the Bais HaMedrash, either they belong there and they haven't heard about it, that's most of the world, or they talk about belonging there, and then they're fine, and there'd be big Elohim and Tzaddikim without it, and they're 100% fine, Elohim, kosher Jews, 1,000%. 1,000%, nothing to argue about, to say. Mike Martel was here, you remember he said that line? It was a funny line. He said, you can't, and people that don't believe in Chassidus, he said, they didn't believe, you can't say that they're Abi Karsim. But it was like, you know, you can't say that they're Abi Karsim. Yeah, yes. So it's like when you talk to Lubavitchers and you ask them, is Lubavitch a Mashiach? They say, now there's, some of them are just big Mashiachistim. But even the ones that are not, they always say, no, you know, the Rebbe didn't want us to talk about these things. They'll never say, is he or not? They'll never, you can't get a straight answer. They'll say, no, what's the, there's no tachlis to talk about it. There's no tachlis to talk about it because it's not the Bais HaMedrash. In the Bais HaMedrash, we want Mashiach now. Outside the Bais HaMedrash, so that being a little bit more diplomatic because they can lose a lot of the funding also. They lost a lot of money. So it became a little bit more quiet outside. But if you talk, if you go listen in on their conversations inside, 100% Rebbe's Mashiach, 100%. Yechiyad Nenim Renim, 100%. By the young ones, not by the old ones. But by the young ones, Yechiyad Nenim Renim. The younger ones are closer to the Mashiach. There's more of a Mashiach, you understand. And it could go over to something which is not healthy. That's what happened. But the Indian there is the Ur Mashiach in Chabad. Is very, very stark, the Ur Mashiach. So it causes problems. People shouldn't have an Asik in such things. In the wrong way, in the wrong time. But that's to understand what we're living through. No, we should be zeichet that all of this will be something we'll look back on and we'll say it was taken. Now we understand. But to be able to not just to talk, but to see not just the Irish Mashiach, but Mashiach here in this world. Amen.